Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder that coming up tomorrow, we will play clips from Governor Christie's State of the State address. And with Walmart trying again to open in New York City, we'll ask, why do you hate Walmart but love Target? That's coming up tomorrow here on The Brian Lehrer Show. A lot to listen for every day here between 10 a.m. and noon. New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell joins us now, the Democrat from the Paterson area. Congressman, welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, always a pleasure. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And we're going to play for you in a few minutes a couple of clips of Mayor Bloomberg, who's holding a news conference right now, supporting some particular anti-gun policies that he's long supported, but that he's talking about again after the Arizona shooting. I'm curious, what's happening with the House at this point? Are you holding events to recognize Gabby Gifford or otherwise, relevant to the massacre, or are you just in a state of suspension?
I am on my way back to Washington as we're speaking, and tomorrow, basically Wednesday, will be the time, Brian, that we come together in prayer and come together to discuss our own safety. So it should be a pretty productive day tomorrow.
Are you yourself going to get any new security for public events?
Well, I'm not going to ask for it. I was mayor of the city of Paterson and dealt with this on a day-to-day basis. I could take care of myself. I never had a bodyguard as the mayor of Paterson. I love the city. I've lived here all my life. If you show people you're fearful, then what do you expect everybody else to be? But I'm not stupid. I'm not a kamikaze pilot. So I don't want to put myself in undue danger. But I'm going to continue the schedule I've been having in the 14 years I've been in the Congress. That's what I anticipate.
I don't think New Jersey is anywhere as heated as southern Arizona in a political sense. You know, maybe unless you're standing between Chris Christie and the teachers union. But could something like that happen here? Have you been subject ever to vandalism or threats like Gabby Giffords had before this over health care?
Some threats, not over health care, ironically. We had a lot of calls, heated calls at that, but my life was never threatened, and I never considered myself to be in danger. But that's not the situation every congressman. Look at Bart Stupak out in Michigan. Brian, remember what happened to him. And forced, I don't think that was the fact that forced him to retire. But, I mean, Bart's family was put under undue pressure by crazy people and threatened his life. His family was in a very difficult situation. I remember at baseball practice, I play on the baseball team as old as I am. We were practicing this past summer, and the field was encircled by police officers. Then I realized that Bart was in the midst of a real problem. And, Bart was pro-life, I was pro-choice, and he was one of the best congressmen I ever met. We got to get over our differences. This is true in every era, I would imagine.
Do you feel a heightened political tension in general since the president was elected or since health care was passed or the economy got this bad? Do you find the Tea Party threatening or just politically outspoken?
I don't find the Tea Party threatening. I do find that we tend to use incendiary language. I mean, it's not simply the preview of the purview of the Republican Party. I think neither party's privy to virtue along those lines, Brian. But I think that when you call the president of the United States Hitler and socialist, you're beginning to lay the foundation for a very heated back and forth kind of thing. And I call it incendiary. I believe that was the situation in Arizona. Now, the person who killed those six people, he's to blame. I mean, and he planned it. This was not at random shooting. I mean, this thing was planned. I can't believe that some people are using that word at random. He knew what he was doing. It's certainly going to fly in the face of any insanity plea, hopefully, later on. I'm very encouraged that I see people coming together, both sides, all sides. I saw this and felt this right after 9/11. I mean, that was of enormous consequences, of course, because the number of people that were involved, this hideous, murderous attempt to kill Americans and non-Americans as well. But I think that we need to lower our voices and raise our commitment to what real democracy is all about. And there's no simple way. The government can't solve this kind of a problem. We can't pass gun legislation or any other kind of legislation that's going to automatically make things better. People in the community have to make things better. They need to reconcile. We got to have a real solidarity. The polls had it right many, many decades ago. The polls had it right. You got to pull together if you want to make things better. You can't just have isolated incidences of legislation or speeches. And this is something we need to pull together on, and it's serious. It's very serious as we pray, not only for Gabby, but we pray for the other people who were shot down.
New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell, my guest on WNYC. As you know, there's a new push to revive part of the assault weapons ban that Congress allowed to expire in 2004. The shooter here apparently fired off 30 rounds from a big magazine on his gun before he had to stop to reload and was subdued at that point. Here's Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy of Long Island on our show from yesterday.
The particular shooter in Arizona, and certainly Colin Ferguson on the Long Island Railroad, used what we call large capacity clips. It's a clip that holds so many bullets. Some of these clips go from 10 all the way up to 33. The shooter in Arizona had a clip. They haven't actually come out with the exact size, but we know that he was able to fire off 20 bullets before who I consider a hero, the woman that was able to knock the clip out of his hand when he was reaching to change clips. Colin Ferguson used a clip that had 15 bullets in it. These are guns that can fire rapidly, but it's also the amount of bullets that they can spray out there in seconds.
Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy on yesterday's show.
Yes.
And Congressman Pascrell, she said 20 bullets. I'd also read elsewhere 30 bullets, so I'm not sure which is right. But do you support that, and do you think after this incident Congress would find a limit on the clips acceptable when it wasn't politically acceptable before?
Well, I think that this is, these extended magazines, I can't find a great argument to that we keep them. I was supported continuing the assault weapons ban back in 2004. I think Carolyn has her heartness and her soulness. She certainly respects the Second Amendment as I do, but there's a point beyond which. Now, I don't think in my own heart, and you asking the question to me, Brian, I don't think that at this particular moment that we need to take up on the floor gun control legislation. I would support this legislation. I mean, I think Senator Lomberg's involved as well from New Jersey on the Senate side. But we need to air this. I don't think that this is the exact time to air it. I think maybe perhaps a month so.
Interesting. Now, I'm going to interrupt for a second because even as we're speaking, your Republican colleague from Long Island, Peter King. Oh, did he just finish? Okay, I was going to go live. Now it looks like it's back to Mayor Bloomberg. There's a news conference at City Hall right now where Mayor Bloomberg is talking about some of these gun issues. And across party lines, from you anyway, the mayor's an independent, Peter King was coming out and also talking about the need to do something about gun violence. Here's a clip of the mayor from a little earlier in this news conference supporting President Obama's nomination of a man named Andrew Travers, who's the head of the Chicago Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Office, to be the new head of the federal Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency. Mayor Bloomberg.
There's been a vacancy at the top of this organization for nearly 5 years. And while a succession of people have served as acting directors, the agency needs stronger leadership if it is going to effectively fight gun crime.
Now, is this an issue that you're aware of? I understand that the Republicans have been blocking this nomination because of some position that he's had that makes him look too anti-gun.
Yes. I mean, there are litmus tests and then there's litmus tests, Brian. Andrew Travers has a tremendous history of knowledge, being a knowledgeable person. I think that this is a great nomination. I think it's important that he be nominated. 5 years without any permanent vacancy is unacceptable because they're trying to, you know, the people who oppose this want to score points. And it's just like they want to score points when we fight over registration. I think the Second Amendment is sacred, but I don't think that everybody should be toting. I don't think that the states that do not allow us to carry are states that are living in the 18th century. Quite the contrary. I think that the Justice Department has to do its job. I think the NRA has to do its job. And that's why I'm saying that if you bring these issues up right now, other than the appointment of the director of ATF, which I would think we should bring up at any 2 days ago, mm-hmm. 2 months ago, 2 years ago. But I think if you bring up the tangible firearms legislation at this particular moment, when we're grieving, when we're trying to pull together, it's almost like bringing health care up this week, you know, and we put that off. And I would ask us to have cool heads. That doesn't mean what people are saying aren't significant, and that doesn't mean that we will not support some kind of control over the amount of bullets that someone can carry. And don't forget, this gun would not have been on the street, Brian, if that 2004 extension had occurred, and you know that.
Congressman Bill Pascrell, Democrat from the Paterson area and around there in New Jersey, thank you for coming on with us.
My honor.